First of all, let me apologize once again for the late start to this meeting. We had thought that when we called the meeting for 9 o'clock, we would have started at least by 9:30. But it's still the case that many people are not yet here, causing us to delay this very unfortunately. So my sincere apologies. We hope that we'll all do much better than this when we call our next meeting. Before I proceed to read my statement, I would ask that distinguished shareholders, board members, allow me to make a few introductory remarks. I've received so many requests for interview from our friends from the press, but I've not been able to honor any of those invitations. So let me seize the opportunity to just touch on a couple of issues that have bothered the Haas family in recent years. First of all, let me remind all of us that Haas did its IPO in 2011, coinciding with our 100th anniversary. And as you all know, our failure to raise the minimum amount that we needed was what compelled SAS and its asset company such initiatives to acquire majority stake in a company. SAS had the best of intentions for this club. And I must say that the board of directors of Haas of Oak wanted the best for Haas of Oak. And that's what we have committed ourselves to doing. Unfortunately, we've never had peace. We've not had peace since we took over to steer the affairs of the club the way we would have liked it. Detractors have capitalized on every little issue that comes up to create instability in our club. You'll recall when, for good reason, the board had to part ways with Duncan, so much noise was made without a good understanding of the causal factors. When subsequently we appointed Polo, again, so much noise was made, making Polo's work very difficult. But let me tell you guys that I've worked with many coaches so far, and I can tell that Polo is indeed among the very best. Just that Polo was never allowed to do his work. As I mentioned in my last chairman statement, before Polo took over, after 10 matches, we trailed Kotoko by 4 points. At the end of the season, after 30 matches, we trailed Kotoko by 9 points. Meaning, out of the first 10 matches, Kotoko led us by 4 points. Out of the remaining 20 matches, Kotoko was leading us by 5 points. It means that Polo did relatively well.
Yeah.
It is important to put these numbers before all of us so that we can appreciate. The board decision was not a bad decision. It was made in the best interest of Haas of Oak. But Polo had to work under very difficult situations or circumstances. There were threats to seize our bars. There were attempts to disrupt our training. But who could work well under those circumstances? We never allowed the company to benefit from the best that Polo could have offered. I recall when Apigi, my friend Apigi, had to leave the board because I asked him to focus on his work at AWA. Statements were planted in the press to the effect that Apigi left the board because of Tobi Apede's financial mismanagement. Very much untrue, because I don't spend her money. I look for money for her, but I'm never the originator of the expenses, neither am I the one who do the expenses. Again, people capitalize or try to capitalize on Apigi's departure from the board. Recently, we appointed Kenny as our coach. There was so much Gula Balo, very, very un-Ghanaian. When we had to even question his nationality. You know, we've had nationals of other countries before leading our technical team. Let me say that many applied for the vacant post of coach of Asofok. Shows how popular we are. People have applied from far and near. We didn't know how they even got to know that has needed a coach. But among all those who applied, Kenny was the only person who gave the committee what the committee was looking for in terms of ideas about philosophy of play, ideas about youth development, and etc. Things that we've craved. Ideas about a scientific approach to even determining players' fitness. Scientific approach to determine contribution of players in matches by the recording of appropriate data. So all those came to us as good news. And we thought we had somebody who would have